Good evening, America. Coming to you live. Resistance Radio. I started a little soon, but welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Burgess Burgess, Hurricane Ann, and our special guest, Mr. Russell. We got him here on here tonight, continuing this topic and everything. So, Virgo, go ahead.
Okay, special broadcast, part two, Resistance Radio, America. Child trafficking and sex slaves. State of emergency, Tucson, Arizona. Camp was found. It has a mountain of evidence to show that it was being used for sex trafficking of children, torture of children, and possibly some children were murdered. We're doing a special show, trying to get everybody involved in this, trying to get people to call certain people, and try to get a lot of agencies involved in this that are just simply ignoring it. But we're not going to let it go away.
We're not. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to start off with our start-off song, as we have to, by the FCC regulations. So hang in there. We'll be right in. to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with Hurricane Ann and Mr. Virgil Asparagus and Mr. Russell Hodes, our special guest tonight. And I'd like to do a special shout out to all of our fans, to especially the Trump girl who's listening in from one of my Twitter fans out there, and also to all those that just tuned in. If you'd like to call in, the number is 917-889-3890. Tonight we're continuing part two of the discussion of the child trafficking camp up in Arizona, and I know we got a lot of information today. And earlier I was doing a feed and watching some feeds and stuff, and there was a bunch of people that was just arrested up in Disneyland and everything, and I don't know if there's a connection in there or not, but we'll find out. Hey, Hurricane, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've had a great day today, and excited to be on the show tonight. So especially excited to have Virgil and Russell on the show tonight. So that's, I'm super amped about that. I know that Virgil did some stuff today, and Russell did research all day while I was swimming in the river with my kid and my dogs, because we're rednecks. It was a great day. So I'm kind of excited that they did all the work and I got a little break.
Well, not for me. I did a lot of testing today. I finally got my state license and everything. So I got one more to go, and I'm not looking forward to that one. But I did good. It's hot up here. It's 105 degrees up here in New Mexico. So, and it's like humid right now, and everything. So, but how's it going on your neck of the woods, Virgil?
Oh, it's going pretty good. We're getting a little bit of rain down here. Y'all kind of wet and sloppy, but everything down here is pretty quiet so far. Still kind of steamed about what's going on over there in Arizona. Still kind of steamed about all of this pedophilia going on around this country. It's getting way out of control.
Yeah, it is. And, I was researching earlier, and I know me and Russell was talking. This goes very deep, don't it, Russell?
It definitely does. I was looking at some stuff on CNET today. They own that property there where the camp, from what I understand, multiple camps have been discovered now. Wow. CMEX is a multinational company. The total assets is about $35 billion. The land that they found that camp on is owned by CMEX. And, of course, here's a surprise for everybody. They are a partner of the Clinton Global Initiative.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, I'm shocked to hear that.
I'm sure. Here's another one. CMEX is linked to Haiti through the Clinton Foundation. And CMEX made $100 million donation to guess who? The Clinton Foundation, once again.
Mm-hmm.
$100 million donation. I mean, come on, man. We're back to the old Clinton crime family pay-to-play scheme there.
Okay, I got distracted. I was over here working on the show. I got distracted. Did you say that I'm sorry, we're having a little bit of sound issue, so y'all just be talking. Just excuse the squirrels, and we're trying to get it fixed. We've had some callers complaining they can't hear us, so if you hear some squelching, just ignore it for a second while we fix it. But did you say that you that CMEX gave them $100,000 to the Clinton?
$100 million donor to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh God, $100 million.
Yes. CMEX is, like I said, a multinational company. They're headquartered in San Pedro, Mexico, which is just outside of Monterey. The last numbers they had, they did $18 billion in revenue in 2016. Like I said, they're a partner of the Clinton Global Initiative. They're linked to the Clinton Foundation in Haiti, as we know what kind of cluster that was. But it just goes on and on. Another one of the major part owners of the two magnets is the Bronson-Rothschild. The central bank cartel there. Sarah Bronson has been tied to the what was the name of that Hollywood sex scandal tomato NXIVM cartel. She is very involved with that and bankrolled $100 million of her inheritance into that. It's just crazy. It goes on and on now. Give me a second here. I'm kind of just caught up on the notes here. Okay, we'll get back to some of these people that are tied to them. But CIMEX is under investigation right now by the DOJ. Of course,
right.
We'll probably come to that because we all know the DOJ is run by Clinton sycophants. But they're supposedly under investigation by the DOJ after the SEC asked for info to determine if they violated foreign corrupt practices act in the construction of a new plant in Colombia. Nobody knows for sure what this plant is. There's a media blackout on the investigation. That came from a Reuters article March 14th of this year. As I said, there's a media blackout on the investigation.
Wow. Let's go on deeper and deeper. And they're saying, too, that the MS-13 gang members are tied into this as well, from what I was reading on this research.
Well, what we have here is a definite organized crime front. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's an organized crime front. What company, a concrete company, even though they're worldwide, $100 million? Call me crazy, but I see a crime front, a drug front, a crime front, and a human trafficking front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's something else. Another name that kept popping up in my research today is Emiliano Salinas. Okay.
Yep.
Salinas is the son of the former president of Mexico. Salinas is also involved in the NXIVM, that's the nasty Hollywood cartel with the child sex trafficking ties. That's the same outfit that Allison Mack, the former Smallville star, admitted to involvement with. Salinas worked for Lazard Industries, L-A-Z-A-R-D, Lazard Investment. And Lazard Investment tied directly to George Soros. And then, of course...
But it goes in deeper than that, too, Russell, because I was researching as well. Susan Rice connected got a connection. Well, along with John Podesta, a lot of the Hollywood actors' names were brought up as well in this.
Okay. Exactly. You know. Well, this Salinas character, when he was getting investigated and these charges came up and stuff like that, he said he had nothing to do with the sex trafficking part of it, that they were strictly in it for the blackmail. So, you know, that explains a lot of what's going on in Washington. And, of course, who is the mayor of Tucson?
Right.
Somewhere
I know, after researching, Joe Biden is in there somewhere. He's in there somewhere.
Oh, he's such a perv. Russell talked about that last night, about those pictures of Joe Biden, and he just bluntly, like Russell was saying last night, just bluntly doesn't even care. You know, every picture of those kids are squirming. You know, I'm a counselor. We read 97% of our communication with counsel, someone is nonverbal communication. You know, mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, these kids, the pictures I've seen with Joe Biden were just quivering from his touch, and the parents look uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. you know, 6,000 words, and he's creepy. Mm-hmm. He's always somewhere. He's either, you know, in that bunny thing, or he's dirty hair.
But it goes into that Satanic ritual. I forgot that lady's name when you and what's her name did the special 3 years ago. Head of this, and that it, the group
Center,
that Hillary Clinton
and all
yeah, that's the one, and it's all connected with her.
Yes, well, her father, they came into their money. He was a bootlegger back in the day, and of course, he built the Seagram's liquor fortune in Canada there. And she just poured $100 million dollars of her money into this NXIVM sex cult, whatever you'd like to call it. And she's now with the leader of the sex cult, a guy that goes by the name of Steve Rainier. But
mm-hmm.
her husband is Bassett Ickes. And he's a Libyan national with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. And when the Obama and Clinton led the overthrow of Gaddafi,
mm-hmm.
he was appointed to be head of the Libya-South America Trade Initiative. So, I mean, this stuff runs so unbelievably deep, and there's so much money. And of course, it all keeps rotating back to the Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
The Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative.
Yep, exactly. And it goes in with the Rothschilds and with Soros as well. But the Rothschilds are the main players in this.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, Salinas. Like I said, worked for Lazard Investment, and Lazard Investment has a direct tie to George Soros. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you have, well, it's hard to tell, the mayor of Tucson, Jonathan Rothschild. I mean, the Rothschilds are unbelievably secretive family and that kind of stuff, so there's literally,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no way to actually trace him back to whether he's part of the central bank cartel and stuff like that. But I kept running across figures that just staggered the mind that I didn't want to believe. But they say that the Rothschild Greenberg cartel, cabal, whatever you want to call it, is worth $500 trillion. So they pretty much own the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, they make it all off of the military, off the bombs and ammunition and everything they make. That's how they made their billions, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. Exactly correct and stuff. And that's why we don't win wars anymore. You have to constantly feed the IMC, Industrial Military Complex.
Yep, and, you know, and everything. But with this child trafficking connections, you know, it's sickening, and it needs to be stopped. And this, even those poor illegal immigrant children that are there, you know, and everything, it makes my skin crawl. When I was looking at the pictures, these kids were locked up in cages down there in Arizona, from what I saw.
Oh, yes, and these illegals crossing the border, I was listening to a show earlier today, and they're actually kidnapping children and bringing them across the border. So, you know, it's like a family deal. And, of course, they
mm-hmm.
separate these kids from their parentheses parents, you know, to get the stories. These parents don't know their date of birth or anything like that. So they're
mm-hmm.
kidnapping these kids in South America, bringing them across the border for cover. And if they get through without getting caught, what happens to those kids? They turn them over to
mm-hmm.
the traffickers.
And that's why if you look at it with the real puzzle and the connections, that's why they want to bring all these illegals in here in the United States. If you really stop and think about it, I had to do a lot of searching last night, and I did a lot of thinking on this, and it made a lot of sense to me that this is why they're wanting them all in here, because they're undocumented, it can't be traced, and when they disappear, nobody's going to call the cops fear of being deported. You know?
Exactly. So, I mean, this, and of course, you know, there was pizza gate that had been completely covered up. Nothing's come of that. God only knows the kind of evidence and all of that. These people are very, very sick individuals.
Yep. And, you know, that's why they keep attacking the way they're attacking, because we're getting ready to take it away from them, and that's why they're trying to stop us as much as they can, because, you know, and everything. But two, you know, I don't know, every day out here in New Mexico, there's a kid kidnapped almost every day here, and it's getting bad, and everything, you know. And the fact that there was a bunch of Amber Alerts that went out from several different states that I got. And a lot of them, like I said last night, if you notice the pattern, it's all mostly females, young female girls that are being kidnapped between the ages of 5 to 13 years old. You know, and...
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's... I don't know what to say. I mean... People absolutely ignore the fact that this is going on. And our FBI and DOJ are so corrupted now that I guess these people have dirt on everyone, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody will touch this whatsoever. I'm just perplexed by the whole situation, because I have no idea what we do at this point to straighten this out.
I think it's going to take a lot to get it straightened out, because, you know, a lot of them are afraid to speak, because they know if they speak about the Clintons or Rothschilds, they're going to end up in a grave somewhere, you know, or suicide or something, you know. That's why most of them are terrified. But I think if I read something, I read an article yesterday where several FBI agents are getting ready to come forward on this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, good man. I heard just a little bit ago that McCabe has come forward and went to the Senate Investigation Committee and has asked for immunity in exchange for his testimony on what went on in the FBI during the Clinton email investigation. So they're beginning to eat each other. I mean, the circular firing squad is forming.
Wow.
With that, what he just said, can I call a shot or can I call a shot?
Go ahead.
I told you, Joe, that they were going to turn on each other.
Yep. About a month ago.
They are going to turn on each other. They're going to be just like these mob families that the FBI flipped over, and, you know, you're going to have a Sammy the Bull Romano testifying against a John Gotti, and John Gotti testifying against the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, there's no loyalty with them. There's no honor with them. They're just a bunch of scum. They're just a bunch of parasites, and they're going to feed on each other.
What do you think, Ann? I know you're itching to say something.
I'm kind of having a bad connection here in Texas for some reason, so I'm kind of being quiet because I'm catching about half of everything.
Usually it's me having a bad connection, but tonight I'm coming in loud and clear.
Real loud and clear. Usually Virgil's a lot more clear, and Russell was real quiet. It's been real quiet, but I have a lot of static on my end, but my quality assurance says that it sounds good to them right now. So, and you're saying it's clear. So, I guess it's where I'm my location. So,
and Johnny Dempsey up in Georgia, He said we're coming in very, very strong and clear. So I want to say hello to Johnny after, one of our biggest fans and stuff. So, but you know, and I tell you, you know, we did an investigation on Pizzagate and everything. And this is a connection. This is a huge puzzle. And we're starting to put the pieces. But yesterday, like, you know, in Arizona, this is part of that puzzle. And soon you're going to see it. It's all going to start snapping in together, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you wonder how many of these abductions we don't even know about, okay? Mm-hmm. There was stuff posted today that my mother posted, that my niece Scarlett had posted about a girl, several girls here in Temple in the local area talking about these people that were coming up and they felt they were going to try to grab them in the parking lot using some kind of religious stuff. I didn't have time to read the whole article, but there was something creepy going on up here in Temple with these girls, you know? So we don't only hear about what's going on in certain areas, so that's not how many abductions are going on. And then nobody was talking about these DACA children when there was an invasion of thousands of children coming across the border in an influx. Nobody knows where these kids are at.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I really just, I don't know. I don't want to upset the listeners, especially for the, I'm really sensitive because, you know, there are people that are probably are listening to the show that have with children.
Well,
so
there's
a... I don't want to...
There's a one of my fans, Peshaw, she said that, you know, we should look up Operation Backyard Brawl, which is up in Arizona. And
okay.
And everything. But you know, it's just mind boggling how this is coming out and everything. But we got, you know, I see why Roseanne Barr the other day was screaming about this. Where are the kids? You know, and everything. Did she get axed from ABC right about that time? I just think that's strange.
I always think the worst about everything. Probably why I'm a prepper. Probably why I'm a militia. Cause I always think the worst is gonna happen. You know, but I guess I'm a doomsday prepper, whatever. And I don't care. I'm proud of it anyway. But I always think the worst about these kids. You know, I'd like to think. Best possible scenario is you find them 20 years later, they've been locked up and they're not been tortured, but that's still torture, right? But then I always think that this goes back to this organ. They probably rape these kids and then they use them for organ donors and then God only knows what else, you know? And it's just so evil, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of these, I bet they're doing a lot of organ donating from that, you know? So really is horrible.
And everything, so. But it does go in further. The more we investigate, the more we uncover, and everything, you know. And it won't be too long, and we'll have the feds blocking us to keep from producing the show out there and getting information out. But you know,
I'm talking about organ donation too. You're talking about that the adrenaline gland too. You know that the drug that they're using from that. So that's part of organ donation. You know, organ taking also, you know, it's using that that for that drug, and and so, you know, all this, when we went back and had those days and days and days on Pizzagate, we went through so many of the WikiLeaks and exposed so much of that. Also had special guests on here, and I think Lori Alexander was with us for that, and then that one girl I don't like, and so yeah, it was a good show though, you know. It was a great show.
Well, right. Well, she went into Washington D.C. herself, her and a friend of hers, and they investigated Pizzagate for us. And she said they got so many death threats doing it that she stopped. And everything, they were in fear of her life and stuff. I mean, they got in pretty deep, you know. So, but anyway, I don't know. You know, it's just mind-boggling and stuff. And you know, as a parent, you know, I feel bad for a lot of parents now. Cause now I feel even worse thinking about these illegal children out there that's being kidnapped and everything. You know, and we got to do something. Something has to be done. And I hope that congressman that Virgil's got a hold of, I hope they step in. You know?
Yeah, and like Russell was saying that he had tied this C-Mix, and then their ties, I believe if I heard it right, to Haiti in the Clinton Foundation. And when we know they were abducting kids there, you know, we did a show, and Virgil talked about the Podesta guys that were, and I think Kai talked about it, the Podesta guys that kidnapped that little girl, Maddie or whoever, whatever her name was. And, you know, this is so deep. It's like right now it's like, teams that like, I guess they got all the DACA kids and they had more kids than they've ever had, you know? And they probably got people so strung out on dope, on this drug from these kids' adrenalines, you know? To now these people are like junkies. And if you watch these, Kai-spiracy videos and stuff, where he talks about these people having withdrawals and what they look like and physically what they look like where they don't have these drugs, you know? And so if it's anybody knows, if you're dealing drugs, you get someone strung out on the drugs and then they want more and more and more drugs because they have an increased tolerance to the drug. So you have to have more to keep that same high, you know? And so that would make sense that the child abductions would go up really, really high since the DACAs are coming across in thousands now. They're going to have to get these kids from somewhere else. But, you know, it's logical also that these are like light-haired kids, blonde-haired kids, because they're saying, oh, well, they're probably taking them north. Well, I don't think so, because why are they dying their hair dark? These are dark hair dyes that were found in these camps. These are blonde-haired kids. They're light-haired kids, you know? They're trying to pass them off as Mexicans. Why would they go dark? That don't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That only makes sense if they were going south where it was predominantly dark hair, you know, where a light-haired kid would stand out, you know? So
Virgil just texted me and said his – well, Virgil just texted and said his cell phone died, so he's going to let it charge and he'll call back in. But, you know, I'm getting a lot of good feedbacks from my Twitter fans out there, giving me some information to get into. But, you know, they want this – everybody wants this all to stop, you know, these poor kids and everything, you know. And I think that we got re-elections that are coming up and everything. Maybe then something can be done, you know. Once we get these,
okay, Joseph, can you hear me?
Russell,
yeah, we can hear you, Virgil.
Okay, because the phone service, they got this this jackass around us. He's got one of these big base stations in his house, his AM radio, and he's boosting his signal, and sometimes he knocks out our phones.
I knock out his antenna.
We're on live because I just got a notification that we had all of our calls dropped. We had four calls dropped. Oh, wait, that's all. Wait, that's Virgil.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So, but anyway, Virgil, why don't you tell the audience what you were telling us earlier about the congressman you got a hood of and what he was saying? Because I know they're want to know.
Yeah.
They're asking about that.
Yes, Mr. Congressman Clay Higgins, former Captain Clay Higgins of the St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Office. He's retired law enforcement. And I called his office, and it was the first time they had heard of it. And I had told him about the rape trees and the underground cells and the children's shoes stacked up like, you know, like it was one of the death camps during World War II, and they took all the information down, and I talked with several people. I didn't get to talk with Captain Higgins, but I could tell they were writing it down because they were asking me to repeat stuff, and I was driving the truck. And also I got in touch with the human trafficking hotline. Truckers Against Trafficking. And I've got stickers on my truck with the number on it. And they have had over 200 calls about this place since this started, since this went viral on Facebook and Twitter. They have had over 200 calls requesting help to go to Tucson, Arizona.
Wow. So hopefully we can do something, you know, that we can make a difference. And everything, and hopefully the congressman steps in and stuff, you know. And all it takes is a voice like ours. That's what we're here for, for spreading information like that. But when I was first told about it, I was in deep shock. I was like, oh my God, you know, there's no way this could be going on in our own backyard, but it is, and everything. And but, you know, we'll be keeping close tabs on this, and we'll do updates on this too, and everything. So, but anyway, Russell, what What do you think that you know, something that the people out there that's listening, you know, what would you say to them that's listening on to all this? Because they're probably got all these are a bunch of theory nuts, conspiracy nuts. No. What would you say to them on that?
I would say they've called that a lot of different issues over the decades. I've been called a lot of things, and you know what? It's all happening. It's all come through. I mean, with the DOJ, what's going on with the Senate, FBI, the out of control Department of Justice. Everything that they say is happening, it's true. And you can sit there. You can't deny it. You just got to face it that this is what we're looking at. This stuff is happening. It's tied to the ruling class, and we definitely have a ruling class here now. And it's not going to stop. And just because it hasn't affected you yet, it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually mm-hmm. they will come for you. They will come for your families. And a great example of it is just how blatant they are with everything. All this. Facts, all this evidence is out of all this corruption going on. It's out there black and white. There's no denying it. And they don't care that you know, because they know that the American people aren't going to do anything. That they...
Right.
Well, you see, you know what the purest form of tyranny is? The purest form of tyranny is fear of your government. And let me tell you, people won't admit it, but the majority of them are afraid of their government, because if they speak up, if they stand up, if their voice is heard, they're going to come take their little pile of stuff, you know. And it's going to happen eventually, you know.
Exactly.
Now, think about what's happening. With everything that's gone on, with everything that's been exposed, there is one reason and only, there is only one logical explanation to why Donald Trump was elected president. And that was, it was divine intervention. This is our last chance. This is our last chance. This is it, to save our country, to take our... To reclaim our constitution, our rights, our privacy, the safety of our children, our grandchildren. And, you know, if you're out there, oh, I love my kids, I love my grandkids, you know, but I tell you what, if you don't stand up and fight now, you and you alone are going to be responsible for the change they find themselves living in.
Exactly. And not only that, but to also to save the world from destruction. This is our last chance, because we're being judged.
Well, Joseph, I'm gonna put this just in. Jennifer Flowers is on Fox, and she is calling for an investigation and indictment of Bill Clinton for sex crimes and sexual harassment.
Maybe that's why he was doing the apology tour.
This is on the Ingram angle on Fox News right now.
Wow. Maybe that's why he was doing his apology tour, because he knew he was going down.
Well, the thing is... These people that were in fear of these scumbags, they're coming out. They're coming forward. They're realizing that they're losing their power. They're losing their foothold. They've one foot on the grave, and one foot on the banana peel, and the other in the grave. And
yep,
all
exactly.
of these people are coming out and they're speaking out now. Oh, this is beautiful. I love this. I love this.
But don't for 1 minute think this is anywhere close to being over with. Do not think for 1 second that these people are going to go down without a fight, because that is not going to happen. I honestly believe that our president is very much so in danger, because he's not supposed to be a good example of that. Look at the Senate, okay? We get a little bit of support from Congress, you know, the House of Representatives and stuff like that, because it caused the control, you know, 230, 50, whatever it is that we have, Republican, Fox. Look
right.
at the Senate side, okay, there's 100, and half of those are Democrats and Socialists, and the Democrat Party is now the Socialist Party of America. The Democrat Party died long ago. Of all the people I know, there may be one or two of the old blue dog Democrats left. You know, they are stone-cold radical Socialists. Okay, so that's only 50 people you have to control. Now, you look at corruption, how many of those guys went to the Senate floor and are now multi-billionaires. There are dirt on all of them. And if you notice,
yep.
none of them are standing beside or supporting our president in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, Mitch McConnell just came out and said that President Trump, you better not fire Jeff Sessions, because we won't get your nomination through on your next one. So,
right.
I believe wholly with all my heart that Jeff Sessions is as dirty as any of them.
Exactly, exactly. And I'll tell you what, I hate to cut it short, but we do got to go on a short music break for about 10-15 minutes, and we'll come back on the topic. But to our listeners, if you'd like to call in, 917-889-3890, we'd like to hear you. We'd like to hear your opinion and your thoughts. And Trump Girl and Fishery, if you'd like to call in too, do so. I'd like to hear what you got to say, because I know you're itching. Don't be shy. Call in. Number is 917-889-3890 and everything. And we'll be back here in about 10, 15 minutes. So y'all smoke a cigarette,
okay,
drink a coffee, or do what you got to do. Yes, Virgil.
Joseph. Look, yeah. I'm going to have to call it a night. Y'all have a good night, and I'm going to have to go.
Okay. We'll see you Thursday night.
All right.
Bye,
around, bye, Ann. Bye, Russell. Thank y'all. Good night, America.
Bye. Thank you.
See you later.
Yeah, Virgil's got to go on the road. He's got to leave out early in the morning, so he's got to get some sleep in. So that's the reason why he's taking off. But we'll be back here in about 10, 15 minutes. So all you listeners, if you like to call in, do call in. 917-889-3890. And express your feelings and let us know what you think about this topic that we're talking about. And if you have any other information, call in. Be proud to have you on the show. Be back here in 15 minutes, so grab your coffee, whatever you got to do.
Turn your head now, baby, just
And they don't want us to quit talking about this and everything. And they said this is so big and that they want us to continue the show. If we can do it for a couple of days, I think we should. And everything. So if you guys like, you can call in at 917-889-3890. I know I was just told that we're coming in very strong and clear up in California and up in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you're around the other side of the world, we'd still love to hear from you. We'd like to do a shout-out to Miss Beverly out there. She usually calls in and everything. But, hey, Ann, what do you think? You think we want to do this topic for this week? Keep it going?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I was actually...
You're breaking up, Ann. There you go. Say that again. You were breaking up.
A lot of people from... Oh, I was on speaker because I was reading it. But it was like a lot of people in Norway and Japan and Malaysia, but most of the people, some people in Canada, Australia, but most of the people that were listening last night were from the United States, so it wasn't as scattered as it usually is. Usually it's like a mix, you know? It was real heavy, so there's a lot of interest in the States about this right now.
Right, and one of my fans, Trump Lady, was saying now if they can investigate Kate Spade into this as well. That's it, you know. What do you think, Russell?
I think we ought to come back to it. I think we ought to stay on top of it, continue researching, and I think this needs to stay front and center. There's just so much going on. I'm afraid it's a constitutional crisis. We have a silent, well, not so silent anymore, but we have coups going on by the state against the city president. I mean, these are very interesting and dangerous times we find ourselves in.
Exactly. And, you know, and I was sitting here thinking that, you know, Trump, he knows a lot of secrets because he can open up any secret file that he wants to and see what's in there. Can you imagine the fear that's in all their eyes? Can you imagine the fear that's in their eyes?
I wonder who's advising him, because he has full constitutional authority to declassify anything he wants to. Right now, they're arguing over what needs to be redacted from the IG report. 500-page report coming out from the IG. I think it's the largest ever on anything about what went on during the Clinton email investigation and stuff like that. And he has full constitutional authority to declassify all of that and say, hey, transparency, this is what went on in America.
He's trying to tell us, but in a certain way, he's letting it all leak out itself. That's what he's doing, you know. He's letting it happen itself. By exposing what's going on and everything, you know, and stuff. But me, I just want to nail it so bad after what she did to our friend LaVoy Finicum, her and Eric Holden and Obama as well that were involved in on his death. You know, we're going to do a special on that, I think, next week. I'm thinking seriously about it. But for now, I want to get on this topic because we got to save those kids. You know, and this makes me even sick thinking about what's going on right now, you know.
It does, me too. Do you want to, I tried to ask Russell a question last night. I kept getting cut off. And that's when everybody got muted, I think, when you got kicked off. But, this is a little bit off, going off topic, back on topic. But, that first video, Russell, someone was, right up, you were both on that right off the bat when they took in those live feeds. And I was like, my first interpretation when I got this, I thought was they were bunker hunkered down, and like the cartel was shooting them, and the police would help us. So my first response was I thought that pagers were under fire. That's what I thought. And I was ready to pack my bags. I'm like, what the hell? You know, is that what you thought when you first started watching those live feeds yesterday? Because I know you were just
Russell. That's exactly what I thought. I saw that, and I said, oh, God, we got another standoff here, and it's time to grab the I'm not sure what happened there on that end of it. There's something, I mean,
can you speak up a little bit?
I got a little negative feedback myself. That's the curve.
Russell?
Yeah,
Russell.
I'm here. I can hear you now.
Oh, I hear you better now.
Y'all are both breaking up badly. But no, I definitely thought there was going to be another standoff of some sort, especially on the original video and stuff said that I was trying to keep people away from it. They weren't letting people in. They were searching vehicles. It definitely sounded like a sort of cover.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. I'm getting more problems. Blog Talk is acting up right now. So.
Yeah, Blog Talk is actually. Everybody says we're coming in clear, you know, from different states, so it's got to be on Block Talk.
So you thought it was a stand? Yeah, you thought it was a standoff situation too. I did too. That's what I heard, right? And that's what I first thought. You know,
yeah,
there was shooting, and one of the people that from around that area came up and said, a witness was talking about they had just heard the shooting, you know, and so I was like, wow. They're under speed. We're not
right.
That happened again in America. We are not. I mean, like I said, like I told Russell last night before we got cut off, I was asking him, you were ready to go, weren't you? And I could tell just by his post that he put that this guy was probably already had his bug out bag in his ammo box and bulletproof vest in the car. You know? So, Russell, go ahead.
Hell yeah. We touched on it a little bit last night. I really think that it's come down to the point to where if Jeff Sessions doesn't step up and do his job, we cannot leave our president standing there alone. We're going to have to kit up and roll northeast, you know. Peacefully, we need to get everybody together. I know there's you've got Rolling Thunder guys. There's all kinds of patriotic bikers out there, patriotic Americans, and there's not a reason in the world that we can't get 2, 3, 4 million people up there in D.C. and demand that these corrupt son of a bitches stand down, just like they did in Iceland, and I think William said earlier too, Egypt, you know, it's time, America, it's time to stand up. I don't understand how you can accept this trashing of the Constitution. This is nothing. Don't get me wrong, I am not anti-government whatsoever. Our founding fathers came up with the best form of government known to man. I mean, those guys were absolute geniuses, but we have drifted so far away from that, and the government is involved in so many different things in our personal lives, and just not only robbing the national treasury, but stealing from every individual out there who they have no right to take 35% of what we make. The Supreme Court, all these licenses that you have to have, hunt, fishing, license to carry, driver's license, you name them, that's all unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court came down and ruled on that. They cannot charge you a fee for something that is guaranteed you under the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And, you know, as long as we sit here and don't stand up, it's going to continue. You know, whatever you allow to continue will continue, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, exactly. And, but, you know, something's gonna come down and come, you know, I give it a few more months, you'll see the whole thing collapse, you know. And everything. I just got word now that California just closed their polls, so I was crossing my fingers hoping that state goes red after what I've been reading today about that state. Yeah, it's totally turned into a socialist state. You know?
Not only that, it's turned into a third world country. I mean, California was once a great bastion of capitalism and freedom. And it's great. And now, well, it's a perfect example of what happens under socialist democratic rule, which is basically what they've had there since probably Reagan. What you have is you have your elite, your ruling class, and I mean, I heard some unbelievable number, like Los Angeles has 100,000 American citizens living on the streets.
Yep, exactly. I mean, I was reading earlier, they're finding people right, left. Well, now, what I was reading today from an article, if there's that, they're going to be overcharged for using electricity, water. Now they get fined $1,000 a day for if they overuse their water. Up to 5 gallons of water.
I saw something about that today, too. They passed some kind of legislation to where you cannot wash clothes and bathe in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
And yet, you know, it's just, and California is a beautiful state. I know some really good people out there, but I have no idea what to do.
Exactly.
That's just like Chicago or Baltimore or Houston getting to be the same way. Nobody can afford to live in those cities. They've actually, after the taxes are outrageous, and the quality of life has been driven into the ground. I mean, they're socialist cesspools.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but same thing with New Mexico. Our election polls closed earlier. We're hoping it flips red because it's getting worse for us over here. And I made a statement the other day, if it happens the other way around, I'm packing my stuff and moving out of New Mexico, you know, quick. So, because they want to turn New Mexico into a sanctuary city. So, you know.
Like 5 years ago, I was running field operations for a all-service company out there. We did surveying, pipelines, and pads, and that kind of stuff. And, I was kind of shocked because all you ever saw on any of the job sites and stuff were out of state plates and stuff, and I was like, well, there's got to be something wrong here. And I started doing some research and stuff like that, and there were actually more people on the welfare rolls than there were working.
Yep, exactly. And New Mexico is the worst state. I mean, you know, with crime, drugs, alcohol, DUI is number two on the list over here. You know, and it's like bad and everything. But I'm hoping that it changes. And my poor son, he can't even get help, but he's mentally ill too. And the mentally ill can't get help here like they're supposed to. So he's basically homeless on the streets. And people think I'm mean because he's on. It's because he chooses to be on the streets. It's not because I threw him out there and everything, but it's because that's what he has chosen for himself. But I'm also telling him, well, you can't come back home until you clean your act up or until you, you know, stop using the drugs that you're using too and everything. So, but the system here sucks. It's bad. And you know, and we're going to get just like California.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I forget when they started changing the way that they did the unemployment numbers. I don't remember if that started with the end of Bush there, Bush, I'm saying 43, or started with Obama and stuff like that. Now, they're saying that the unemployment rate is down to 3.8% and stuff. Well, no. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying here at all, right? We are called to help widows, orphans, you know, the truly disabled and, you know, mentally handicapped, and I have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever.
Wow, you're right. Hey, I got I want to interrupt. They just did the polls. Okay, this is for Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Georgia, and New Mexico. We flipped red. All the stations. They just flipped red.
Shut
up. Double.
We know New Mexico is liberals. Don't lie.
Nope, I just got this now. Dang, I just lost it, but I just got it now. That all the states had double the votes with Republicans. So we are a red state.
Wow.
Yay.
That's awesome.
After 35 years, we're finally a red state. So,
wow. So you're talking about governorship?
Uh-huh.
What we need is, and I wasn't able to get this today, but this is what we actually need. All right, so we're assuming, going back to the original topic, which is the child trafficking camp that was in Arizona. I hate to put y'all back on topic, but that's my job. Okay? So that's what I do on this show, all right? I'm the boss. I'm the bossy one. Joseph does all the work, and I boss him around. He likes it. But seriously, what we need to do is, it looks to me like in this trafficking camp that these – like Russell said yesterday, maybe they said that horrible gang that he was talking about yesterday, bringing them up to this camp, and then maybe waiting. If they're connected to this COMEX, maybe they're waiting until someone comes into COMEX to pick these kids up and then take them out, because I noticed that they're all located by, most of them are, not maybe not all of them, most of them are located by railroad tracks, you know, and which kind of freaks me out, because I've always been real paranoid about that, you know, with that Walmart and stuff and everything. It always just kind of creeped me out, you know. But what we need to do is we need to find out all these areas where these COMEXes are or CMEXes are, and find out the exact data on what the percentile of missing individuals are that have been reported, which we know a lot of these are unreported, like, you know, 5-mile area, 10-mile radius, 20-mile area, and so forth, and see what the exact ratio is to see if there is just like a high correlation with this CMEX. So we need this data. I haven't had time to get it yet, but I'll ask my listeners out there if y'all can pull up any of this research and help us out with these looking this up. Because we need this data, because I want to see if this CMEX is indeed. It looks like it is. It looks pizza gate all the way. It's got donations. It's got George Soros. It's got donations for Hillary Clinton. It's tied it to Haiti. Every single thing about this points to pizza gate and points that this is just another one. I was looking at one of the CMEXes that someone had pulled up online, and it said that they had made over $100,000. I think it was $100,000 that the previous year, but it only listed two employees for that company. Now, this was a screenshot that I took off Facebook. So where the data came from, I haven't had a chance to research it. I don't even know if that's credible intel. It's intel. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's credible intel, okay? But I'm going to find out, because that's very interesting. If these big old giant concrete companies don't have two or three employees at it, that's kind of important. You know, I'd like to know that statistic. And so, you know, you might be able to see if there's a higher correlation to the CMEXs that only have a few employees versus the CMEXs that have large employees, you know, and are really legit. There might be, you know, some that are just sham ones, you know. And then compare the ratio of the missing to those as well, you know. I'd really like to see this data and some Venn diagrams on this stuff. Like I said, I haven't had time to do it, and I don't know that I will. But I would like that data, because we'd be able to prove something besides just having a hunch, you know. But I've got a real strong hunch. I know that Russell, being a Marine and a combat veteran, spidey senses are going off, because he would have spent all day researching this stuff if his spidey senses weren't going off. Russell,
well,
I know you've got spidey senses.
Well, and it's like I said a month ago, that me and Julian Asenage, we were working on something very heavy. And all of a sudden, he got cut off. I mean, I haven't heard. He's been quiet as a mouse. Haven't heard word out of him, and nobody has. So we're wondering what the heck's going on with him. But we were getting ready to expose a lot of stuff going into Pizzagate and John Podesta and a bunch of other stuff and everything. But you know, that's and I'm still hoping that we can do it someday, if he comes back. But I hope he's safe and sound. You know, me and him are actually starting to become good friends and everything. But he took a liking to me and took a liking to our show, and he was going to help our show out. And last word I got from him was, well, you know, just send me your link and whatnot, and then I'll I'll help you with your show and everything. And so I did, and I got his personal number, and his personal number is no longer any good. So they, I know they cut him off. Cut him off, you know.
So he has
no outside contact.
You know, well, we know these people. You know, they play dirty. I mean, you look at the the Clintons and stuff like that. They've got an unbelievable body count. I mean, just staggering. And I mean, it continues up to this day. I mean, not to get off topic and stuff like that, but I mean, you know. You come out to speak out like this, you put yourself in jeopardy sometimes, yeah. And you know that's just part of standing up for what you believe in. I mean, that's what built this country, and like I said, I think we're moving forward. And I kind of believe like you do that all this stuff is starting to come out, but the I think one of the big keys to it is that. Nothing substantial is going to happen until we get the Department of Justice and FBI cleaned up.
Exactly. And that and the DOJ and everybody else.
You know,
I mean, they bulldozed that site, okay? They wouldn't have bulldozed that site,
yeah,
but they didn't want that to come out. They were hiding that. That is destruction. I mean, that is I feel like I'm just going to come right out and say it. I feel like the Tucson Police Department intentionally destroyed evidence on this sex trafficking camp yesterday when they destroyed that camp. I feel like that is tampering with evidence. That's impeding on investigation. There's like 1,000,000,000 charges for what they did. Am I just wrong on that? Or
no, because the same thing happened here a couple weeks ago. A little girl I was mentioning who was 7 years old. Her parents were caught prostituting her and everything, but the cops, when they were gathering up the evidence, they threw away all the evidence, including bloody underwear. They could have nailed everybody. There's something big, as you know, I don't know. It just makes me sick to even think about it.
Anne is exactly correct. They did not want that crime scene processed under any way, shape, or form. My computer's crashed, laptop's crashed right now. I wish I could pull it back up, but some of the research I was doing today, they said that while they were searching and uncovering stuff before they actually bulldozed over, that... they believe it was a guy, cartel, rode up on a horse and threatened them and told them to leave. And when they saw what was going on and that they weren't going to budge, that guy turned around and hightailed it out of there. And I guess that's close to some park or reservation or something. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah, I think it's a park.
But, he just threw it on horseback. But Ann is exactly correct. They did not want that crime scene process, and what they did there, I don't know, has to be illegal on multiple points and stuff like that. But that was just a straight up cover up of what went on there. They're protecting someone.
It'll come out eventually. You can't hide it forever, you know.
I'd like to check the donations from the CMEX Corporation or whoever they're with to see what once went on with this Rothschild's mayor or with their local political donations. I'd like to see, which we already know what it's going to show up. We already know because every time we dig in these rabbit holes, we find the same crap, liberal bullshit, you know. So we aren't going with Rothschilds. But, I would like to have the hard data.
Right.
It's a confirmed fact It is a confirmed fact that C-Max made $100 million donation to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. Yep. I read that on Twitter too, as well.
They're linked to the Clinton Foundation in Haiti, and they are a partner. Understand that? They are a partner of the Clinton Global Initiative.
That I didn't know.
Yes. They are partnered with them. And Konak, C-Max's been, I don't know how big a part of it, but Brofman Rothschild, the central bank cabal there and stuff like that, they are a part owner of C-Max.
Now it makes sense. That makes a little bit of sense.
Okay. And then again, you have, and like I said earlier, C-Max is under DOJ investigation right now. After the SEC asked them to look into it and asked the info to determine if CMEX violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. I didn't have time to research that. I don't know what all that covers, but it involved corruption of a what they call a new plant in Colombia. Now, nobody knows what this plant, so to speak, is about or anything of that. And now that's coming straight off, straight out of Reuters on a March 14th, 18th article that came out with that. And everybody knows how the DOJ leaks and yada, 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 like that. There has been a complete media blackout on this investigation, except for a real brief update in the Wall Street Journal June 18th of this year, but it didn't shed any new light on anything. And then you have Salinas and dang, I wish my laptop hadn't crashed. There's Salinas, who is the son of the former president of Mexico. He's involved with that Hollywood sex trafficking organization, NXIVM. And the owner of the major newspaper there in California, his daughter was also involved in that. I don't have the name or anything on that. And Salinas, before his fall there, worked for Lazard Investments, and we know that Lazard Investments are tied directly to George Soros. So,
yep.
You know, you have the same players, the same.
Just follow the money trail, and it leads right back to Soros every time, everything.
Yep.
You know,
Soros,
but I hate to cut this short, but we're getting ready to. We got a few minutes left on the air, but we'll continue this on Thursday. And Eric, tomorrow's church. I know Ann's got church, and Werner will be gone tomorrow. So we'll continue this Thursday. And I know a lot of the fans, my Twitter fans, that are saying they want this topic continued until something is done. So we're going to do this up on request and everything. So, but I tell you, this is an eye opener. You know, we opened up a lot of eyes.
I wanted
to
ask Russell a question though before he gets off. So you're talking about this Carmen Salinas. So what did she do? Because you were cutting out real bad earlier for me, and I didn't hear what you said about your research. I know your computer's crashed, but you can just paraphrase it. You know, what did you find out about Carmen Salinas? Or is it Salinas Carmen?
No, you're talking about Emiliano Salinas. He is the son of the former president of Mexico, and he was a member and ran the, I guess, the Mexico affiliate of this NXIVM sex trafficking cartel out of Hollywood. You know, child sex trafficking. Allison Mack, the former Smallville actress, admitted to involvement. Same thing, and of course, before he fell out of grace. He was with Lazard Investments, which is tied, you know, like I said earlier, directly to George Soros. So you have all these same players, these Illuminati, or however you want to say it, basically elitist. And it all runs back to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. And I honestly believe that's at the root of the corruption in our government right now.
So what the hell are we going to do about it? I mean, how are we even... We can't even do anything about the elite stuff. I mean, it's just... It's like... Because, like you said, it all boils down to the fact that our Department of Justice and FBI and all that stuff is totally corrupt. That's why we can't get anything done about this stuff, you know, that we know is going on. Just like we reported on Uranium One years before the media did. Years. And they still haven't done anything about it. They still haven't done anything. Like, I think it was Russell last night that brought up the Wiener laptop, you know? Nothing's been done about it. It's just one new thing comes up and the other thing's forgotten. Something new comes up and something else is forgotten, you know? Now everybody's hating on Jeff Sessions, but I'm really hoping and I'm praying to God that Jeff Sessions is a good guy. I know it doesn't look like it, but I'm praying that he is a good guy, and the reason we're not hearing from him is because he's working his ass off, hitting all of this stuff and keeping his mouth shut. So Trump always said he would never let his right hand know what his left hand was doing. He said that Obama was a horrible tactician and that we would never see him be such a horrible tactician, that we would never know what his right hand was doing with the, you know, in the left hand. You heard Trump say that during the primaries. So I'm praying to God that Jeff Sessions be quiet, but he really get his shit together.
Right, and if you notice, too, that we haven't heard a peep out of Mueller in a while.
He's tough.
Well, Mueller's one of the bad guys. You know, he was Bush's and then Obama's FBI director, and he's the guy who signed off on Uranium One, so he's as dirty as they come.
But even LeBoy Thinicum, even he talked about the uranium. That's why they were going after him or his ranches and the Bundy's ranches. It's all connected.
Yep.
Seth Rich, who was murdered as well, he had evidence.
As a matter of fact, Seth Richard was the hacker at the DNC. I've got some friends that are very high-level IT technicians and stuff like that. And the rate that stuff was downloaded from those servers could not have been done off of any kind of Wi-Fi or hardline connection. That stuff had to have been downloaded straight onto a flash drive.
Uh-huh.
And who had access to all that? Mr. Seth Richards. And Seth Richards is another member of the Clinton Foundation body count.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and close the show. And I got to tell you, everybody loved this show tonight. And I've got a lot of good positive feedbacks on my end and everything. And they do want us to continue this. So we will continue this up until Friday and everything. So thank you much for the information that you brought in. And I know it's opened my eyes. I'm like so disgusted with everything that's going on right now. You don't even know, you know. But thinking about those kids and stuff and that's what they're going through and everything right now. And, you know, we all just need to open up a prayer chain, you know, worldwide for them. You know, hopefully that we can get them, bring them into safety and bring them home safe, you know, get them out of the situation that they're in and stuff. So,
well, I can promise you we will not go quiet on this topic.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. You know, and we've got in deeper, you know, and we put our lives in on the line many times, and Ron as well, you know, over the years and stuff. But we will bring this out. So, but anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Virgil, I know you're listening, and I want to say thank you, and you drive safe tonight as you're out on the road and everything. And Russell, I appreciate you. Welcome you back in on Thursday night and everything. And We had a show without any kind of interruptions tonight. No interruptions, no bad connections. Something went right.
Well, not on my end. I had a horrible. I could barely hear any of y'all tonight. I had about half of the rest of the day. Usually, Virgil always got the clearest, and I had trouble hearing him.
Well, usually on my end, the internet shuts off or something goes wrong. But tonight we had a perfect night tonight. So, but anyway,
I think
we'll go ahead.
It's probably our connection.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ed.
We did get on the music. Thank you for no gay music tonight. Yay! I appreciate it. It's awesome. But I did want you to dedicate that last song, the Warrior song, to Russell.
Uh-huh.
And, like I said, he's a combat veteran, and for Virgil and my friend Ricky Ray, he's a combat veteran, and got a lot of Marines in my life, but I got special love for Russell. And Russell knows for a fact that I even went through hell with militias on my stance for this radio show, you know, because we are so vocal. We are so vocal.
Right.
You know, we put it
right
out there. And Russell knows that I stand my ground, and that's why he loves me, you know.
Right.
And it's a real big honor to have him on our show, and I really appreciate you coming, Russell, because I never say that. I've got a lot of militia people that's training. I cross train with everyone, but Russell is the best one yet. And I'm fat because you're not in my life, so I begrudge you of that crap, okay? When any training you worked ever been that fat, I had no fat. I was healthy.
Well,
yeah, Russell, talk
about fat. I think your fat went on me, Ann, because I did weigh 160. We were talking about this last night when you called me, but I did weigh 160 pounds. Oh, man. The amp put it on me. I weigh 230.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're fatter than I am. But since I quit hanging around with Russell, I'm training with Russell, I put on 40 pounds. So where the hell are you at, Russell? He motivated me. I never had so much fun in my life doing militia as I've had with him. I probably didn't even talk about it because he's real discreet, but I don't care. We had so much fun training together. Like it was like the blast. One time we did a night mission, and it was so exhilarating. And every time I think about it, it's like a damn high. Okay, we almost got run over by a big old dealer truck by about an inch, but it was exciting.
I bet. Well, we'll go ahead and close the show off tonight. Go ahead. Well, go ahead, Ann. We got a few minutes.
One,
go ahead.
He was the one that did a drill with me one time, and the whole object was he wasn't supposed to see us and we had to retrieve something. And he just kept turning around back in my direction, turning around. But finally he turned around and looked the other way and I started running. And just as I looked up and he started turning around and I just dove in the air as hard as I could. And I kind of turned sideways because I was like, my rifle. And I landed on my shoulder, but I protected my rifle. And I thought I was just going to go back into a low crawl and just take off. And when I hit that shoulder, I just rolled over the back with my water bottle. I was like,
I hate to interrupt, but we do got a caller. Last minute caller, so here we go. Hello, caller. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's Johnny Atlanta.
Oh, hey, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and how are y'all doing tonight?
We hope you enjoyed the show tonight.
I did. It's a great show.
Awesome.
And I'll listen in on your next one.
Well,
so what are you thinking
about
this child trafficking camps and stuff?
Y'all have a good night.
All right. Night, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. Good night.
Night. Good night, Johnny.
Good night.
Good night,
Johnny.
Our call is a state, right? It's only worldwide. No reason to be nervous.
Right.
If you go in Japan, right, in Norway, in Germany, in Africa, just don't stress out.
Yep. I remember that time when we had that priest, that pastor, that called us all the way from Obama's hometown. Remember? And they
we get the 1-800 number. Y'all have a lot more calls.
Yeah, so he said that. I remember him saying that people would come from different villages just to come hear our show. Now, that was so impressive, you know, and everything. So, but anyway, I want to do a special shout out to the Trump Patriots and Trump World Group that on Twitter that's been listening to us and everything. And there's big shout out to all them and everything. And we hope you enjoyed the show, and we will continue to do this topic on Thursday. And I urge you guys, let me tell you this much. Virgil did it. I think all of us can do it. call in. Call your congressman. Call up there in Arizona. I'm not sure. I'll have to get a number from them. But call in. I think
I couldn't really hear what Virgil was saying too much about calling his congressman, but I talked to him a little bit before the show, and he's just putting it all out there. You know, he's totally fighting this 120%. You know, Virgil does not play. And that's why we love having him on the show. I got to rein him in a little bit when he threatens to get everybody hung, but besides that, I love this guy.
But anyway, we're going to close the show tonight, and y'all be safe and careful. I sure will. And this is Joseph Bernard, Resistance Radio. See you all Thursday night.
The game in. Out.
Out.
People born to those who pledged their lives in sacred honor was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered for preserving peace through strength. His wings now reach across 200 years. But for each of those and 1 year more, God has smiled upon the core. From the Barbary coast to the eastern sand, by sword, by gun, or by bare hand, so it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain. Dogs to loose when war is waged.